This is Dr. Sebastian Pranasi Kulansky, Paper of Patient Carlos Engicht, E-N-G-I-C-H-T. Date of birth is 4/24/1931, indication procedure, colon cancer screening, history of a gastrointestinal myoplasia of the stomach, followed by endoscopy. He was told me also that he has a gastric polyp. I don't have any records available to confirm that. So he's here for surveillance, endoscopy, and colonoscopy. Physician will have given my criteria and said, Dr. Nelson, patient, I'm sure blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, and colonoscopy, 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 and diffuse gastritis of the stomach, the throat, the stomach, and the antrum. Biopsy were taken from the antrum, and biopsy were taken from the lower body stomach, and middle body stomach, and upper body stomach as a mapping for the gastrointestinal myoplasia. No evidence of any ulcer, nodule, or polyp. Multi-biopsy, each segment of the stomach, two passes were done circumferentially, then separate jars, and then sazura, otherwise unremarkable at the appendix, unremarkable. The scuba strain, multi-biopsy, body junction, question shots, and biopsy were taken like that. Restriction, patient, complication, patient, one turn on, KYGL, prior rectum, sigmoid area, could not push beyond it because the multiple diverticles was noted in the sigmoid area with a poorly prep prone descendant, discontinued procedure, restriction, patient, complication, final number, question, shots, and metastatic, vascular, vigorous, psychiatric, number two, diffuse gastritis throughout the stomach, esophagus. Multiple biopsy taken from the antrum, lower body, mid body, upper body, stomach as the mapping for the gastrointestinal myoplasia. No evidence of any ulcer, nodule, or gastric polyp noted. No evidence of any duodenal polyp noted. Patient has mild to moderate duodenitis, biopsy taken, number four, colonoscopy, incomplete colonoscopy up to the sigmoid colon because poorly prep colon with diffuse diverticulosis. Poor prep recommendation. Other for the G junction biopsy, it comes a negative for paraesophagus. Then, depending on the biopsy of the stomach for the which were done for the mapping for the gastrointestinal myoplasia, if all comes benign, then repeat a paranoscopy in 2 years. If the stomach biopsy comes apart, we had a good clutter to pair with a small biopsy. Number three, patient is to have a repeat colonoscopy with adequate prep. With extended prep, follow 1-2 centimeters. Please send the guy in about a few weeks, follow 1-2 centimeters. Please send the guy with Bishop Rami Kitwai, Dr. Kent Zhao, Z-H-A-O, and Gabby Dr. Padam Sari, pursue with March 4th, 2023, March 4th, 2023, Krishna Kam, thank you.